Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are still in the middle of this pandemic, and right now, having science news you can trust, from variants to vaccines, is essential. NPR Shortwave has your back. About 10 minutes every weekday, listen and subscribe to Shortwave, the daily science podcast from NPR.
In Wisconsin, a back-and-forth battle over a mask mandate is creating a whiplash of confusion. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers issued a new mask mandate. He did it about an hour after the Republican-controlled legislature voted to repeal a previous one. Here's Governor Evers speaking yesterday.
If the legislature keeps playing politics and we don't keep wearing masks, we're going to see more preventable deaths, and it's going to take even longer to get our state and our economy back on track.
Wisconsin lawmakers are back in session today, and as you might guess, they could reverse the governor's mandate. Let's talk more about this with Sean Johnson, State Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison. Sean, about 550,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Wisconsin as of yesterday, according to the state. Public health experts are unequivocal in their words that wearing masks helps prevent the spread of the coronavirus. So why is the Republican-controlled Senate so adamant on repealing the governor's mask mandate?
I think that as you hear them talk about the mask mandate, they usually cite two things. One, they say they just don't like the idea of a statewide mandate like the one that the governor has, you know, enacted and reenacted in Wisconsin. They don't think it's the government's business to tell people what to do and that people can decide for themselves. They also say it's a rule of law issue, that the governor's acting unilaterally here. He needs to involve the legislature and that he hasn't done that. But I think you also have to look at just fundamentally, there are some members of the legislature, some Republican members who don't like masks. It's not all Republicans, but you do see some. And so there's some pushback within, you know, the legislature among its members and their constituents who really just don't want the state to be in this business.
And Republicans actually have reason to feel emboldened because the state Supreme Court ruled in their favor last year, and that was to end the governor's stay-at-home order. Are they in a position to keep reversing the governor's mask mandate, which would make one wonder where all of this will end?
They, you know, I think they want to see what the court will do in this case, and they are asking the court to take it up quickly. The court heard arguments, though, in a lawsuit challenging the governor's mask mandate back in November, and it has not ruled yet. So, you know, I guess if you look at that, you would say that for our court, it's not a slam dunk there. I think that the governor and Democrats have a couple things working in their favor. There is a conservative majority on the court, but it's not as big as it was the last time it dealt with a COVID-19 issue like this. And also, this is a new law. The court has not ruled on the specific law that our governor is using to declare the mask mandate. So we don't really know how they're going to rule in this case.
So all of this must be pretty confusing for Wisconsinites as well as dangerous. Are public health experts concerned about the message this is sending about whether or not to wear a mask?
Yeah, I think the message is key, too. And that seems to be what they're most worried about, because even if this goes away, cities will still be able to issue their own mask mandates. Businesses will still be able to do that. But as the statewide mask mandate goes away, groups like the Wisconsin Medical Society, who will side with Republicans on other issues for sure, are worried about the message that it's going to send. And they say that in places that have enacted mask mandates, mask wearing improves. It goes up. As you take that mandate away, they and other health groups, and there are about 60 that have registered against this move, are worried about what message it's going to send to the public.
Thanks a lot. Sean Johnson at Wisconsin Public Radio.